news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, what you need to know in the top news stories today on the way. First, we'll get you ready for your workday weather-wise with Dr. Bill and traffic-wise with Kane to start us off on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Government and Skywood Drive, we've got an accident without injuries, and we've also got the disabled 18-wheeler Highway 90 at LaRue Steiner Road. So far, no delays across the Bayway. Looking good northbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. The Serpents of Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile have the perfect gift for that unique someone. From the independent art to books and clothing and oddity items, see them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you all along on this Thursday. Captain Bobby Averscato on the way with the FM Talk 106 Fishing Report. He'll probably tell you to go today.
I would say so.
Not go Saturday for sure, as we have a severe weather Saturday heading our way. Actually, rain moving in tomorrow. Dr. Bill will walk us through what kind of severe weather we can expect for Saturday and the rain that he says is going to last off and on for maybe 4 or 5 days. Plus, Mobile Police Department says road rage leads to a shooting on I-65. A vote today on the War Powers Act in Washington and the latest on the face-off between the United States and Iran. And by the way, too, coming up, 2019 sets a record high number of UFO sightings.
Oh, I love it.
Get to that coming up in just a second. And in sports,
Auburn and Alabama get big SEC basketball wins last night, and lots of change coming to the University of Georgia football team.
All right, that's straight ahead, and tensions with Iran could go down significantly after President Trump stated there were no U.S. casualties from the Iran missile attacks, retaliation for the death of the Iranian general. You said a note was a report here that the Iranians have now said, okay, we're finished?
Yeah, so CNN's reporting that after Iran...
Thank you,
sent those missiles into Iraq. I guess they say they initiated contact through at least three back channels starting late Tuesday, including through Switzerland, which, of course, Switzerland we use for a lot of these diplomatic conversations with some of these countries we don't have anyone inside of that we know of. And they said there were multiple messages, and they were all the same. Iran wanted to convey their retaliatory action had ended and was waiting to see how the U.S. would respond. So they were basically saying, okay, that's our move. Now what are you going to do?
I think they're saying that we're not going to do anything else. So are we even now? That's part of the discussion going forward. Bob Constantini reports that from the White House with more.
Speaking in the White House Grand Foyer, President Trump sharing good news after Iran launched missiles toward U.S. and Iraqi bases in Iraq.
Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
The president met with his national security team in the morning to go over damage assessments and determine if any new steps are needed. Top of that is new sanctions he wants imposed. The president acknowledged the U.S. had an early warning, reportedly through Iraqi mediaries, that Iran would launch the missiles. American forces were hunkered down as a result. Iran can say it tried to avenge the death of General Qasem Soleimani.
By removing Soleimani, we have sent a powerful message to terrorists. If you value your own life, you will not threaten the lives of our people.
Soleimani was revered by Shiite militias in Iraq who had been launching rockets at U.S. facilities there and who may yet make their own efforts to avenge his death. For worldwide consumption, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif held a news conference in Tehran, mostly in English. He indicated his country does not want a war with the U.S., but calls the situation a matter of Iran standing up for itself.
We did not start this process of escalation. The United States waged an economic war against Iran. The United States has to come to its senses.
Zarif added President Trump has to stop listening to clowns, as he said, who advise him that war of any kind with Iran is good politically. It was negotiated by President Obama, so the Iran nuclear agreement has long been denounced by candidate and now President Donald Trump. He took the U.S. out of the agreement, but other nations have tried to hold it together.
The time has come for the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Russia, and China to recognize this reality. They must now break away from the remnants of the Iran deal.
There was also a bit of an offer to Iran itself if it gives up nuclear programs.
ISIS is a natural enemy of Iran, and we should work together on this and other shared priorities.
In fact, General Qasem Soleimani and Iranian money helped the Shiite militias go after ISIS at the end of the last decade. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Hey, thank you, Bob. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, Dr. Bill's forecast in depth coming up at 7:35. Check sports with Dalton in just a minute and news from WKRG. But here's some news. National UFO Reporting Center, which tracks calls and messages from people across the United States and Canada about strange sightings in the sky, reported that it received 5,971 sightings in 2019, a jump from 3,395 in 2018.
That's big news.
California led the country last year with the most number of UFO observations to the site, 485 in total, an increase of 182 sightings from 2018. Second state,
Colorado.
Florida, man. The Gulf Coast of Florida, or Northwest Florida, is like a hotbed for UFO sightings. Florida in second place with 385 sightings in 2019, ooh, 156 more than they had in 2018, according to UFO Reporting Center data. And Washington State came in third with 222 reports last year, which represented an increase of 51 from their numbers for 2018. But 2019 overall, according to the National UFO Reporting Center, the most number of UFO sightings ever in these United States.
I can't wait to see the Bigfoot data for 2019.
We're going
to
pull that here by the 8 o'clock hour.
And I hate to be the conspiracy theorist here, but we all know that the National UFO Reporting Hotline, yes, that goes straight to the government, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So they can bury it.
Yes, that's what they do. I'm sure, quick Google, you'll find out. That's the big conspiracy out there. All right, 7:14, we'll check News 5 next.
President Trump's top ally is Republican Bradley Byrne.
Work hard, right wrongs, fear God. Those were our values growing up here, and I've always fought for them. When Alabama's two-year colleges were full of corrupt politicians, I drained the swamp and helped put politicians of both parties in jail.
Bradley Byrne supports President Trump 97% of the time. He's Alabama's number one pro-Trump fighter.
Whether it's building the wall, banning abortion, or confronting Adam Schiff on the impeachment conspiracy to remove President Trump and undo the 2016 election, I'm a proven fighter for the president, and I will never allow the radical left to remove him from office. I'm running for Senate because I've spent my life righting wrongs, and Washington is next.
A man of God, a pro-Trump Republican, Bradley Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police say road rage on busy I-65 led to a shooting. The victim was found around noon outside Mike Ward's Liberty Safe just off I-65. The shooter is still on the loose. Friends identified the victim as John Reynolds. Police say Reynolds was driving on I-65 and the other driver cut him off. The two got into an argument. Then the other driver drove off but shot into Reynolds' car. Two former Pritchard City employees have been indicted for stealing money from the city. Former Chief of Staff James Blackman faces 18 federal charges for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kim Green, who once was a city clerk for Pritchard and Criolla, is accused of stealing more than $240,000 from Criolla and nearly $160,000 from Pritchard. LSU administrators are responding to an online petition to cancel classes for the national championship game. Many LSU students want to celebrate with their team. So far, administrators aren't budging. LSU faces Clemson in the national championship game Monday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby, or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system, an $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
Good morning, 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In SEC basketball last night, the fifth-ranked Auburn Tigers held off the Vanderbilt Commodores 83-79 to remain undefeated this season with a 14-0 record. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 23 points in the win, including a dunk that some are calling the dunk of the year. I mean, it's only been, what, 7 days?
Right, so, oh my goodness!
Yeah, that's all.
It sounds like it could be a dunk of a year.
Sounds like it. That's also what the people who sighted those UFOs sounded like when they saw the UFOs in the sky. Auburn, one of only two remaining unbeaten teams in all of the NCAA, along with number 7 San Diego State. And up next, the Tigers will host Georgia on Saturday afternoon at 5. You can hear that right here on FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama Crimson Tide hit 10 three-pointers on their way to a comfortable 90-69 win over Mississippi State. It's the fifth game in a row that the Tide have scored at least 90 points. 5 different players finished in double digits. And Alabama has a big test on Saturday. They'll hit the road to face number 14, Kentucky. The LSU Tigers beat Arkansas in 79-77 in Baton Rouge last night. LSU freshman and 2-time Mr. Alabama Basketball Award winner Trendon Watford led the Tigers with 21 points and scored LSU's final 3 points to take the lead and the win. It was a big news day for the University of Georgia. Bulldogs quarterback Jake Fromm announced on social media yesterday that he'll enter the 2020 NFL Draft rather than return to the Bulldogs for his senior season. Fromm took over as the Georgia quarterback as a freshman and went 35-6 as a starter. He went 13-5 against top 25 teams and guided the Bulldogs to 3 consecutive SEC East titles. The Bulldogs had already lost 3 top juniors to the NFL, offensive tackles Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson, and running back DeAndre Swift. They've also reportedly lost starting sophomore offensive lineman Cade Mays. According to ESPN, Mays has entered the NCAA transfer portal and plans to transfer to SEC East rival Tennessee. Mays played in all 14 games for the Bulldogs this past season. He's a native of Knoxville, Tennessee. His younger brother Cooper just signed with the Volunteers during the early signing period in November. And their father, Kevin Mays, was an all-SEC offensive lineman for the Vols in the early 90s. Under the current transfer rules, Mays will have to sit out the 2020 season unless he gets a transfer waiver from the NCAA. And in a really weird story, he might actually have a case. ESPN reports that Mays' parents have sued the University of Georgia and the Georgia Athletic Association, among others. Cade's father, Kevin's right pinky finger, was apparently amputated in an accident involving a folding chair at the Bulldogs' team gala in December of 2017. Cade Mays was a senior in high school at the time, and he was on a recruiting visit to Georgia. According to the complaint for damages, the father's right pinky finger was partially amputated as the subject folding chair wedged against a column.
Ow.
Mays is seeking $3 million for lost wages, medical bills, and pain and suffering. Get the new year off on the right foot with the First Light Marathon presented by the Mobile Sports Authority. It'll be held this Sunday, January the 12th at Bienville Square in Mobile. Options for any fitness level, the full 26.2-mile course, a 13.1 half marathon, and a 5-person relay. Also, kids can enjoy a 1.2-mile fun run or participate in the Kids Marathon. Marathon will benefit Larch Mobile. It's a great charity organization that provides people with and without intellectual disabilities an opportunity to share life together. That's the First Light Marathon this Sunday at Bienville Square. Get more information at mobilesportsauthority.com. 720 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
For
20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Join the Alabama Coastal Foundation and the Mobile United Resources Task Force for the MLK Day of Service Cleanup, Saturday, January 18th. This year, volunteers will be cleaning sites along Eslava Creek. If you can help, meet for check-in and registration in the Springdale Mall parking lot in front of the old Burlington Coat Factory starting at 8:30. Cleanup is from 9 to 11. ACF is in charge of cleaning the area around the old Toys R Us store, 429 Bel Air Boulevard.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Government and Skywood Drive. They've still got an accident off the side of the road at 90 of the Roost Diner. They've got that disabled 18-wheeler. It's affecting traffic. We look good downtown and across the Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, along I-10 from Albus to Loxley. There's no new wrecks in the roadways. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they've got the all-new 2020 RAV4 for just $249 a month for 36 months at $3299 down. Model number 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 723, 46 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in shortly to talk about a severe weather Saturday. Actually, rain moving in by tomorrow and continuing off and on until early next week. Get the soaking details from him coming up in just a little bit. Also, lots to talk about in Washington, not just the main story, of course, the escalation, or is it now a new stalemate in the tensions between us and Iran, but also a congressional briefing yesterday about President Trump's drone strike that killed the Iranian general has some members reconsidering the issue of presidential war powers. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One has more.
My reaction to this briefing was it was sophomoric and utterly unconvincing.
That's Democratic Representative Jerry Connolly, who says the briefing provided no compelling rationale for President Trump's drone strike that killed General Qasem Soleimani. Republican Mark Meadows had the opposite reaction.
Not only did the president make the right call, but that this was a clear and present danger for American interest and American individuals.
Iran retaliated for the attack by launching missile strikes at U.S. military bases in Iraq. There were no casualties. But Democrat Elliot Engel says that still doesn't mean the president did the right thing, considering the consequences.
Look, the person we took out is no sweetheart, and I was no fan of his, and I'm no fan of the Iranian regime. The question is, do we want to get sucked into another war?
Of course not, says Republican Steve Scalise. But he says he remains convinced Trump did the right thing.
The president has the ability to take action against terrorists in Iraq.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio agrees.
That is called self-defense.
Utterly unsatisfied with the briefing was the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
We had 97 senators there. 15 got to ask questions. As the questions began to get tough, they walked out.
In some ways, I'm more frightened about this situation than I was before.
That's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, who said he was worried the situation with Iran could be growing, not de-escalating. Republican Senator Tom Cotton says it's clear to him that Iran is de-escalating.
Iran didn't just take an off-ramp, they took a U-turn because they know they have no capability to fight against America.
Republican Senator Mike Lee broke party lines by saying the briefing did not convince him that the president was fully justified in ordering that drone drone strike. Further, he says he doesn't want Trump to take any more actions without first going to Congress. That's why he says he will support a Democratic-led resolution to rein in presidential war powers.
I walked into the briefing undecided. I walked out decided, specifically because of what happened in that briefing.
He's not alone.
Constitutionally, presidents need to ask for permission to go to war, and I think killing a major general of another country is an act of war.
And Republican Senator Rand Paul says there has to be more forethought about the long-term consequences.
Do I mourn for Soleimani? No, I think he was an evil person. But the question isn't whether someone is evil, it's whether or not eradicating that evil person will lead to a better outcome for America, for our country.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
So it is of interest because you have some Republicans saying they weren't pleased with that briefing yesterday. Of course, that was Rand Paul there, but also Mike Lee. You know, we got Freedom Caucus Mike Lee. I mean, pretty rock rib conservative, you know, and he was displeased with it as well. Later on in the day on Fox News, I think Shannon Bream had Senator Ted Cruz on, who's a buddy of Mike Lee's, to talk about this.
Now, when it comes to Mike Lee, as you know, Mike is a dear, dear friend. I think Mike was frustrated because the administration, particularly when asked some forward-looking questions about what level of congressional authorization and congressional consultation was necessary, I think the administration was a little too quick to dismiss the role of Congress. Listen, I'm a believer in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. Under the Constitution, it is Congress that has the power to declare war. And I think any time you're looking at long-term sustained military engagement, you need congressional authorization. That's what Mike was reacting to, is the administration was pretty dismissive of that. But that being said, taking out Soleimani, America's safer as a result of this. And I got to say, Blumenthal's take on it, I thought was ridiculous, because I heard that same briefing. We heard from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. We heard from the Secretary of Defense. We heard from the head of the CIA that Soleimani had for decades carried out a campaign of murdering Americans. The Department of Defense has said Soleimani is directly responsible for the murder of over 603 American servicemen and women. And just in recent days, he had directed an attack that had killed an American contractor, and had directed an attack on our embassy, and that resulted in a direct action to take him out, and that was the right thing to do.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. Came home yesterday to a spotless house. Yesterday was our day for the maids to make their visit, and it's so very nice. We have a very busy schedule, two young children in our home, and we have a lot of commitments with our time for fun and for work, and it sure is nice to come home and not be tasked with the hours and hours of cleaning the house. Hey, give yourself the gift of time when you give yourself the gift of clean with the maids. And you can get a free estimate right now. See what we've been doing since October. I love Shelby and the team that works on our house. They are fantastic. And you can see what they can do for you. Call and get a free estimate. 344-6626. 344-6626 for the maids. Or you can just Google the maids for Mobile and Baldwin County. You'll get their contact info. They absolutely, from baseboards to the ceiling fans to the detail clean to the big clean, they get it all done, and they give you back that time in your week. And what a gift that is. The maids, they're referred for a reason. I'm doing it right now. So many reasons out there. Get that free estimate now. See what I've been talking about. Get that clean in your home at 344-6626, or just Google the maids. We'll give you a free estimate and tell them I sent you. All right, News 5 is next, then Dr. Bill. Y'all stay close.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man charged with murder and leaving the scene of a deadly crash will go before a judge today. A bond hearing is set for 28-year-old Donald Crocker. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is investigating the December 14th crash that happened on Highway 45 south of Citronelle. Officers say Crocker was driving a Jeep carrying four people when he ran off the road and hit several trees. Two of those people were killed. Grief counselors will be at Thomasville High School this week as students and faculty cope with the loss of a student. 18-year-old Gavin Pugh, a senior, died Wednesday
morning on his way to school. His car crashed into the back of a log truck on Bashy Road. The driver of the log truck didn't get hurt. That crash still being investigated. A fallen Green Beret stationed at Eglin Air Force Base will be buried today at Arlington National Cemetery. Sergeant First Class Michael Goble died while serving in Afghanistan. His funeral will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Post Chapel. He will then be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Local coverage you can count on.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is kicking off the new year with a brand new store in D'Iberville, Mississippi, and an incredible deal on Liberty's USA 30. The USA 30 has a flexible interior with 40 minutes of fire protection for only $899. Right now, save $200, but hurry because quantities are limited. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where you're not just buying a safe, but service after the sale. Why go anywhere else? I-65 and Moffett Road in Mobile, and the new location, 3663 Sangatti Boulevard in D'Iberville.
After the Trump administration made its case for killing a powerful Iranian general, the House is set to vote on a proposal to limit Trump's ability to take further military action against Iran. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul.
The Constitution says you have to ask our permission. So instead we get a little bit of consultation after the fact, but that's not what the Constitution says. And if that's the standard we're going to have, we will have a lot of war.
The investigation into what caused a Ukrainian airliner to crash after taking off from Tehran, Iran, continues.
They are considering this wide range of possibilities, including that the plane may have hit a drone, there may have been an engine explosion, there may have been a terror attack from inside the plane, or this plane could have been hit by an anti-aircraft missile fired from the ground. Now, all of these are just possibilities. One isn't necessarily more likely than another.
Correspondent Scott McLean, leading indices on Wall Street are all pointed higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Grubhub shares rallied 13% on news the company is thinking about selling itself or merging with a competitor. The Wall Street Journal reports the food delivery platform has hired an advisor to help it decide on next steps. Those include potential M&A deals along with strategies to deal with activist shareholders. As competitors have been ramping up, Grubhub shares have dropped 30% over the past year. Anheuser-Busch InBev plans 4 minutes of commercials during the Super Bowl next month, including a single 60-second ad that will promote both Bud Light and the new Bud Light Seltzer. The tight labor market has led the Census Bureau to take more steps to attract workers. It's raising pay, boosting advertising, and stressing flexible hours as it tries to lure applicants to fill 500,000 jobs for the 2020 count. Crude oil up 45 cents at $60.06 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The biggest threat to law enforcement? It's not criminals. It's drivers. Roadside crashes are the number one cause of death for police and state troopers. Alabama's Move Over Law requires you to safely move over one lane away from vehicles parked on the roadside. On a two-lane road, move over as far as possible without leaving your lane. And if you can't move over, slow down. Drive safe, Alabama. This message sponsored by ALDOT, ALEA, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, and I see the sun out there. Some clouds are in the mix, though, but this is probably the best of the next few days, at least according to your forecast.
That's right. Enjoy it. You can have mostly sunny skies this morning, but then this afternoon it'll become cloudy. We're going to see moisture streaming in from the Gulf of Mexico, and that's going to be a pattern on through the weekend. Today, a mild day, about 68 degrees for this afternoon. Now, tonight, a few showers will develop. We'll see a low in the low 60s. And then tomorrow, a storm system will begin to move out of Texas with an upper air system to support it. And that's going to produce widespread rainfall across Mississippi, Alabama, northwest Florida for Friday. And we may see a few thunderstorms mixed in with the shower activity. High tomorrow will be up around 70 degrees. I expect numerous showers and also a few thunderstorms for Friday night. And then on Saturday, that storm system will move on into Alabama with a trailing cold front. And that's going to produce showers and a few thunderstorms for Saturday. And some of those thunderstorms could become severe. High temperature on Saturday be around 75 degrees. Saturday night, we'll see clearing skies as the cold front moves through. It's not going to give us any real cold air. It's going to be a little bit drier for Sunday. Sunday will be mostly sunny. Still a few scattered showers around with a high in the upper 60s. And then that same frontal system that went through on Saturday will come back as a warm front on Sunday night. And that's going to produce rain again. And that front will sort of stall right over Mississippi and Alabama Monday and Tuesday. And that means showers for our area with temperatures in the upper 60s Monday and then into the mid-70s on Tuesday. And it looks like that rain may even hang around for Wednesday of next week. So we're not going to have a lot of sunshine here over the next several days. But of great importance, though, is Saturday. And as that front moves in Saturday afternoon, it'll be preceded by showers and thunderstorms. And as I mentioned, some of those could be severe.
All right, let's talk about thunderstorms severe. And you had mentioned possible tornadoes possible. I mean, more for central Alabama, but maybe down here?
We've got a chance to see some very strong thunderstorms on Saturday down here in southwest Alabama. Once again, of course, the target area is going to be up through the central portion of Alabama and also Mississippi. But this is going to produce a lot of bad weather all across Mississippi and Alabama. And it'll begin in Mississippi, of course, late tomorrow and tomorrow night, and then move into Alabama on Saturday.
Okay, so this is, I mean, best chance right now of the severe weather for us. I mean, you said Saturday. Is it Saturday morning? Is it midday, evening? Do you have any idea on that timeline?
On Saturday, it looks like Saturday morning and into the early afternoon hours. The early afternoon would be about the time that the cold front will move through. And then we'll see clearing during the evening hours of Saturday.
And over these days and days of rain, what kind of totals do we, I mean, by the time we're Tuesday or Wednesday next week, what have we seen?
Well, we could pick up a couple of inches of rain for Friday and Saturday. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we may see a couple more inches of rain. So we're looking at 4 or 5 inches of rain over a several-day period.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, and remind folks, too, if they've yet to pick up a copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, how they get one?
And they're free, and they're located over in the Eastern Shore at Old Time Garden Supply in Fairhope, a couple of other locations in Fairhope, Autocraft Collision Center, and also Billy Langford Allstate. And Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment Company on Highway 59, they have copies of the almanac. Here in Mobile, West Marine, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, Classic Cars, and also Robert Moore Christmastown. And you can always pick up copies at Fox 10 and right here at 106.5.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 47 degrees now at our studios. We'll check traffic with Kane coming up next.
Come on, kids, get in the car. Move along. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. If you're like me, you don't like wasting time. And waiting around for something like a quote on your insurance? Well, that's just the worst. The good thing is a lot of insurance companies are just a click away with your quote. But you know what? I don't click while I'm driving. Especially when I have my grandchildren in the car. I like to kick it old school and actually talk to a human being. And if that human is local and recommended by a friend, even better. Well, that's Jack Green.
Jack Green with eNational Insurance will go above and beyond to save you money on your personal, commercial liability, and all types of business insurance premiums. And he will get your quote on the same day.
Old school, huh?
That's right.
So how old is your school?
Mind your business. Call Jack Green with eNational Insurance, 767-6550. 767-6550.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, new accident now off of North Bayou and St. Anthony Street. Also still there at Government Street and Skywood Drive. You're seeing the delays off of Airport Dolphin and Spring of the Moffitt at 65. But no delays as you're traveling across the Bayway, the Causeway. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Fitchinson's Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at Fitchinson'sTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings Thursday style Bobby Day.
Yeah, here
Thursdays are Bobby Day. Captain Bobby Abrascato on the way. Robert Kennedy Jr. and Rob Hulbert all straight ahead on this Thursday morning. Glad to have you along. And a little preview into Midday Mobile today. We're going to be talking to folks in Las Vegas where it's the Consumer Electronics Show. Yeah. Yesterday I found out about that thing that's like a Keurig that makes a mixed drink.
Mm-hmm.
You put the packet in there and press the button and it mixes a drink.
Yeah, you don't want to get that mixed up with the coffee in the morning.
It might be the best Thursday ever. but no, so there's all kind of, there's stuff for the kitchen and stuff going on at the Consumer Electronics Show. There's stuff for health. We're going to talk about that coming up at 12:30 today live from Las Vegas. A little advanced look in it. Jim Roop from Westwood One has more.
Healthier and easier.
All the different vital signs just out of a video.
A new app by a company called Bin.ai, says spokesman David Mammon, helps you monitor your vital signs and keep your doctor up to date just by looking at your screen.
Working on any smartphone, any tablet, we're able to extract your heart rate, oxygen saturation, respiration rate, and next month we'll be releasing blood pressure as well.
And it's not just about monitoring your vital signs and then uploading them to your doctor. There are devices that can help improve your health by improving your lifestyle. For example, 70 million Americans have trouble falling and staying asleep. A device called Ergonight, developed by the French company Eurotech, is a headband and an app that uses neurofeedback to help the brain produce brain waves associated with sleep. There are watches that also help you get less sun. Aiva has a smartwatch that monitors environmental factors like pollen and sun exposure. There's a smart bath mat. The Mateo Smart Bathroom Mat connects to a smart mirror or an app for your smart device that coaches you on posture and monitors your weight. It also recommends nutrition choices and exercises. There's a smart mirror that monitors skin health and gives makeup recommendations, and an app that helps separate voices from background noise for people hard of hearing. No matter what the health issues, there seems to be technology to help. Then there's live sports.
We have entered a new decade and a new age that we call the age of the fluid fan.
Technology is being incorporated into live sporting events through things like stadium, ballpark, and arena Wi-Fi connectivity and mobile ticketing. Some venues expect to be solely mobile ticketing by the end of this year, which between the apps and this ticketing technology, sports teams and leagues are now databases.
Pretty much a game changer.
Scarpy Henningsen is the chief tech officer at LA's new SoFi Stadium under construction. He says it's a game changer from a security perspective and a marketing perspective, which he says improves the fan experience. And Gatri Sarkar with Hype Capital says that's where the revenue is made.
The merchandise, the food, that the beverages that they can pick from like one stop or, you know, one tap from their cell phone.
The easier it is, the more they'll buy. I'm Jim Roop.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police say road rage on busy I-65 led to a shooting. The victim was found around noon outside Mike Ward's Liberty Safe just off I-65. The shooter is still on the loose. Friends identified the victim as John Reynolds. Police say Reynolds was driving on I-65 and the other driver cut him off. The two got into an argument. Then the other driver drove off but shot in Reynolds' car. Two former Pritchard City employees have been indicted for stealing money from the city. Former Chief of Staff James Blackman faces 18 federal charges for embezzling hundreds of thousands of dollars. Kim Green, who once was a city clerk for Pritchard and Crayola, is accused of stealing more than $240,000 from Crayola and nearly $160,000 from Pritchard. LSU administrators are responding to an online petition to cancel classes for the national championship game. Many LSU students want to celebrate with their team. So far, administrators aren't budging. LSU faces Clemson in the national championship game Monday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In SEC basketball last night, the 5th-ranked Auburn Tigers held off the Vanderbilt Commodores 83-79 to remain undefeated with a 14-0 record. Tigers freshman Isaac Okoro scored a season-high 23 points in the win, including a dunk. Some are already calling the dunk of the year.
Joe Smith and Mary.
Oh my goodness.
They were fired up about it last night.
Yeah.
So was the entire Auburn bench. Auburn, one of only two remaining unbeaten teams in the NCAA, along with number 7 San Diego State. Up next, the Tigers will host Georgia on Saturday afternoon at 5. You can hear that game right here on FM Talk 106.5. The Alabama Crimson Tide hit 10 three-pointers on their way to a comfortable 90-69 win over Mississippi State. It's the 5th game in a row that the Tide have scored at least 90 points. 5 different players finished with double digits, and Alabama has a big test this Saturday. They'll hit the road to face number 14, Kentucky. The LSU Tigers beat Arkansas 79-77 in Baton Rouge last night. LSU freshman and 2-time Mr. Alabama Basketball Award winner Trendon Watford led the Tigers with 21 points and also scored LSU's final 3 points to take the lead and the win. It was a big news day for the University of Georgia. Georgia quarterback Jake Fromm announced on social media yesterday that he will enter the 2020 NFL draft rather than return to the Bulldogs for his senior season. Fromm took over as the Georgia quarterback as a freshman and went 35-6 as a starter. He went 13-5 against top 25 ranked teams and guided the Bulldogs to 3 consecutive SEC East titles. The Bulldogs had already lost 3 top juniors to the NFL. Offensive tackles Andrew Thomas and Isaiah Wilson, along with running back DeAndre Swift. And they've also reportedly lost starting sophomore offensive lineman Cade Mays. According to ESPN, Mays has entered the NCAA transfer portal and plans to transfer to SEC East rival Tennessee. Mays played in all 14 games for the Bulldogs this past season. He's a native of Knoxville, Tennessee. His younger brother Cooper just signed with the Volunteers in November, and their father, Kevin Mays, was once an all-SEC offensive lineman for the Vols in the early 90s. Under the current transfer rules, Mays will have to sit out the 2020 season. That's unless he gets a transfer waiver from the NCAA, and in a weird story, he might actually have a case. ESPN reports that Mays' parents have sued the University of Georgia, the Georgia Athletic Association, and others. Cade's father, Kevin's right pinky finger, was apparently amputated in an accident involving a folding chair at the Bulldogs team gala in December of 2017. Cade Mays was then a senior at Knoxville Catholic High School. He was on a recruiting visit to Georgia. Mays is seeking $3 million for lost wages, medical bills, and pain and suffering. It's 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m., featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will become cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be a mild day with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a few thunderstorms, and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you heading out of town this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh, yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
Do you need your car, truck, or SUV serviced only to find out that the dealership is 1 or in some cases 2 weeks out for an appointment? At Classic Cars, we can get you in and out. From oil changes, brakes, AC, and electrical, our certified technicians have years of experience along with the latest diagnostic tools and equipment to take care of all your automotive needs. No matter what you drive, Mercedes, BMW, Chevy, Ford, or Toyota, we've got you covered. And now, through the end of January, mention this ad and we'll give you an additional 10% off parts and labor on any service. That's our way of saying thank you and Happy New Year. That's Classic Cars.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, we've got the new accident off of Bayou and St. Anthony Street, Oscar Government and Skywood Drive in the final clearing stages. Good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Still finding heavier traffic near Chandler Williams and Snow, also Howes Ferry and Ziegler Boulevard, but no major backups or delays on the interstate. Toomey's Mardi Gras has been your number one store in the area for everything Mardi Gras since 1978. Shop Toomey's for the best selection, open 7 days a week in Mobile and now Spanish Fort at the Eastern Shore Center. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 751 FM Talk 106.5. Just got a note here that the War Powers Act vote, or I guess the vote, maybe the discussion, I'm not sure, 11 o'clock our time from Washington. We'll talk more about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, and more on exactly that from Reed Binion from Westwood One.
There were so many important questions that they did not answer.
It was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle slammed a classified briefing on the White House decision to take out Iran's top military commander, questioning claims that Iran's top general was planning imminent attacks on Americans.
As the questions began to get tough, they walked out.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham sharply slammed those who criticized the briefing, saying off camera, quote, "I think people have lost their minds about who we're dealing with. A third grader could have figured this out. You don't need the CIA." Some administration officials say they believe Iran didn't intend to kill U.S. troops during their retaliatory attacks Tuesday. But America's top general disagrees.
What I know is that they were intended to cause structural damage, destroy vehicles and equipment and aircraft, and to kill personnel.
House Democrats will take up legislation on Thursday to restrain President Trump's military powers. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement, quote, "To honor our duty to keep the American people safe, the House will move forward with a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran." I'm Reed Binion reporting.
Right, 753 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. We'll talk more about the War Powers Act vote and some Republicans coming in, like Mike Lee, and questioning the presser that, or the briefing they got yesterday. And they're talking more about, well, maybe we need a little more information from the administration. We'll get to that coming up. Right now, it's time to check in and talk fishing for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And the star of the show from the A-Team Adventures, my buddy Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Do you have your galoshes ready for the weekend?
I can't even spell galosh.
I don't even know what a galosh is.
But it sounds like something you have during
you
rain.
You better have them this weekend.
And Dr. Bill can't even, I mean, I even tried to get him to sugarcoat. Saturday is just a washout.
Oh, it's a washout, man, I'm telling you. Well, you know what the good news is? You could just walk right on your front porch and start throwing your top water in the front yard. You probably could, you know, have as much success as you would on the water anywhere. At least you'll be safe.
Well, let's talk about this. What it's been like to now, because we have pretty flooded conditions coming down the major rivers, and we're about to get some more rain on it. Where do people go to find fish right now?
Well, after this weekend, it's going to get tough in the tidal rivers. If we get as much rain as they're forecasting, you know, for 2 days straight of rain, it's going to screw up the tidal rivers. You know, all of the rivers on the adjacent to the bay in the sound, that's going to be screwed up for several days. The fish don't leave them; they just get very difficult to catch. They obviously have to get where there's enough salinity for them to live. What I do when it does this, the lower end down in the marsh areas, there's no problems down there. You know, the runoff comes through the marsh there, and it just gets right out of there. And then you go down there, and usually if I'm going to catch fish this time of year when events like this happen, I'm going to get out towards the mouth of the bay if the weather lets me, which is, you know, the close-in structure like the lighthouse and the close-in rigs, Dixie Bar if you like catching bull reds. There's been some reports already of some sheephead being caught. I haven't done that, but there's some of that. So those are a couple options, but obviously that's weather dependent. You don't want to be out there on a weekend like this, right? You know, but sometimes, say, next week, you know, maybe into next weekend, depending on what the weather does. But as far as the trout fishing goes, I think by Saturday or anytime after Saturday for a little while, it's going to be pretty screwed up.
Yeah, I mean, I think you say something important to folks, though, that just because the bite turns off in one of these tidal rivers, don't give up on it for the rest of the year. I mean, they're still there. They're just not biting that day or maybe the next or the next, but you can come back and they will eventually start biting.
That's right. Well, the good thing about them is they you know, because that word tidal throws in there, you know, the tide, the freshwater will run out. You get tide changes bringing back the salt water, which comes in below the freshwater. And, you know, eventually they clear up, and some of the rivers clear up quicker than others because you just have better tidal movement. Dog River, for example, clears up pretty quick. You know, and that sort of thing. But again, the fish don't leave. They get down in the main river channels, maybe parts of the channels, and it's just difficult to catch, you know. So, you know, I love catching them, but there gets to a point where they get so close, they just kind of give up on them until they at least get a little bit easier to catch.
Yeah, well, let's start talking about things that are good. After all this gets out of here, people booking trips, I'm sure you're already starting to get a lot of bookings for spring.
We are, yeah. We're getting booked up. You know, for the especially for the dates that people know that are good, but we still got plenty of good dates, and it's not too early to book. You know, the Marine Resources calendar, the one that gives us the tides and moons, that's already out now, by the way. You know, so we can go through that with you and pick some good tides and moons, or you can do like a lot of our people say, man, I want to go on May 8th. We only go on May 8th, so you know, however you want to do it. But yeah, just hit us on the website, which is 18fishing.com, and you can call us or just go through the contact us tab.
Perfect. The report is perfect. The weather is not, but Captain Bobby will check back with you next week, and hopefully we'll have better news.
It's that time of year, my friend. Y'all stay dry and have a good weekend.
Hey, you too. Captain Bobby Averscotto in the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need if you're heading to the woods. You'll need a rain jacket or the water after this weekend. Check them out just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Tell the crew I said hello, and we'll be right back. Robert Kennedy Jr. coming up next.